Last fall, last November, I found myself drowning a little bit. I was like drowning under the stress of parenting, running a business, maintaining a marriage, managing my own physical health. Things were really stressful, and it felt like my family was kind of breaking apart at the seams. One of my kids was really struggling, and Ryan and I couldn't seem to agree on what to do about it. So I was worried, I was not sleeping well, I was completely exhausted. And so I just got to this point, like, I can't keep doing this anymore. Something has to change. Now, 20 years ago, I might have curled up in bed and felt sorry for myself, but I'm learning through experience to trust myself through these crises. I knew that this was a chance for me to do something different and to grow. So that was step one, right? This crisis is an opportunity to level up. Okay, so I got curious. What have I tried over and over again that's not working? Which is like, oh, doing it all myself. What could Ryan and I do to get on the same page? What could we do to have more energy? What could we do to prevent drama or problems with our kids? So Ryan and I together made a list of ideas. We had more hard conversations. We were more willing to talk with medical providers about medication options. I was more willing to truly question myself and what I'm doing to make this situation harder, which included like taking on too many things and perimenopause and maybe an ADHD diagnosis and anxiety and too much caretaking and just overfunctioning and protecting others too much. And so I had to learn to do less and ask for more support and help. So then we took the time to learn new skills. I had to practice allowing other people to be more responsible for their stuff and not try to take care of them so much. I had to learn more skills like being more assertive and setting better boundaries, like saying no to podcast guests that I don't really want. I had to choose to cut my workload in half. I'm doing half as many videos in 2026 as we did in previous years. And this is hard for me, but I'm willing to try something new. And the other thing I added in was meditation. Like I'm giving meditation practice a serious effort. So I've been practicing meditating most days. I'm going to try to do it for this whole year and see how that impacts me. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually occasionally enjoying meditation, which is very new for me. Anyway, so I'm trying all these new things. We're doing something different. We're leveling up as parents. And guess what, guys? Everything's magically better. Just kidding. Okay. They aren't, but there are still some real difficulties that we're working through. I'm still a work in progress. So is my husband. So are my kids. But we already have seen some huge changes. Like Ryan is more equipped to step up as a parent. I've decreased my workload. We've tried some new things that are helping and we tried some new things that didn't work. And that's okay, right? I really think it's better to be failing in new ways than to just keep making the same mistakes because I know that I'm learning and I'm growing as a human being. For me, like my spirituality and my belief in God's plan for me and his love for me helped me to have the courage to keep doing the work. And I'm curious for you, like when you're in a crisis, what helps you get through the tough times? Like comment below if you're willing. I'd love to read those.